All right, it's Pater's Pod number 33 already?
33, 33rd degree Masonic Elder style.
Pater's Paradise.
Pater's Paradise. It's a great episode to announce that we are Masonic Elders in the Lodge, Atlanta Edition Lodge of East Atlanta. East Atlanta Village Masonic Lodge number 322.
There's a great one down Midtown.
Oh, yeah?
And it's got a nice blue, and the Masonic, Masonic on Internet Archive.
We used to have a plaque in our house that David found at a Goodwill when we lived together, and we put it above the fireplace, and it was a giant plaque with a big gavel.
Yeah.
And it was for a Masonic elder man. Mm-hmm. And his title, it said, for the title of Worshipful Master.
Wow.
We had it mounted in our house. So any 33rd degree elder Masonic elders, please don't put a hit out on me. I know you guys are serious about that kind of gear. What's up, chat? What's up, Paters? Go on.
Speaking, you said mentioned Midtown, and guess what? I have an update.
Did they find the guy?
They apprehended the guy.
Wow. That's a good
point. In Cobb County.
A lot of the Realmers,
shooter today.
Not a lot of Realmers are in Atlanta, and so they're probably expecting us to give them the full update on the murder rampage and manhunt that ensued.
It was
today.
At the hospital. I don't know anything about it.
It was at a hospital. Look at this Masonic blue.
Me and Dana were actually in the park not far from there when it happened, and then a helicopter landed in the park right when we left.
Wow.
So anyway.
Missed out.
Oh, I wanted to say the free drink ticket. We did change your name in the credits. I noticed that you asked for a name change from Deliverance Banjo Music to Free Drink Ticket. I saw that in the chat. In the Discord. And Dana did remind me as well. And so we wanted to say that we did go ahead and change that for you. And so that has changed.
Hooray.
Tyler Jones says she Mason on my temple till I blew. Till I blew bald.
All right. American shoppers should think twice before buying from these two stores. Which stores are they? Let's guess.
The store? What? What is this garbage?
I just scrolled down from this image and it.
Luxury walk-in tubs are selling for pennies on the dollar.
What?
That's like a Skeleton Realm Live bit.
Damn, there's some...
Guys, luxury walk-in tubs are selling for pennies on the dollar. What's been going on this week? Gotta say, I may be wrong about this, but in my opinion, Jim Jimston is kind of similar to Douglas's character on SRL, especially the clapping and fecal obsessions. Hey, Kongu, that's an interesting observation. Wow, that's the kind of literary discussion that we love to foster here.
Ooh.
A reader of Fabrizia reading my book? Wow, that's incredible!
Wow.
You can buy that for $12.99 on Amazon? I was looking at the stats on that the other day, and I think I've sold maybe 20 copies? Maybe. And I think I get, every time it's sold, I think I get $5. So I might have made about $100 on it. That's incredible.
That is incredible.
It's been over a year since it went live, I guess. So guys, you can make $100 a year. If you spend another year writing a book, it's a great way to make money.
It's 2 years divided by
money. It's about writing a book, baby.
Nah.
Yeah, Fabrizia Book Club would be cool. You know, you guys might enjoy the audiobook. I don't know if you guys have listened to the audiobook, because I do all the characters, so you might like that. I would rather listen to the audio. I'm an audio listener style book person. I don't have the attention span to sit there and read a damn book.
I'm still audiobooking my epic sci-fi trilogy and getting through it. I'll tell you that, Doug. Keen listeners will remember.
Wait, what?
And they'll require no reminding. I'm audiobooking.
Oh.
Hard. And...
Man, you seem like a busy guy. When do you have the time to listen to an audiobook?
1 hour as I go to sleep. Every night.
Wow.
I close my eyes. Crazy. I popped in these AirPod and I listen and I go, well, I'm so excited about what's happening in this chapter. Huh. I better go to bed a little earlier. That's the idea.
Wow.
And I set my sleep timer for 45 minutes because did you know
Yeah.
I'm done with Audible, buddy. I know that's the only place to get Fabricia is on Audible. However, Apple Books.
Oh, is it good?
You just buy it and then it's yours.
I wonder if we could get the book on there. Not
you can
that it really
buy
matters.
It and then keep it.
Oh,
I'm downloading some images. The keen listeners will also notice the chiming sound effect of the alert sound coming through. And that is Dana sending photos over to this streaming PC so that we can look at these exciting photos. And about got them. They're about ready.
I was trying to think of what to talk about, but I was gonna say something before we started, and then I said, save it for the pod, like we always say, and it was this very fun thing, which is that I found a diet life hack.
Huh?
And this isn't a plug for some products, but okay. Let me just say something about myself that you guys might have come to find. I am enthusiastic about a lot of products. I like products. Sorry, sue me. I like to consume products. I like beverages, food, vehicles. I like products. I like shoes. When I see a product that I enjoy, that I'm having fun with using, I get a kick out of that because there's so many junk products now. When you find one you like, you want to stick to those products. So I enjoy products. So sue me, shoot me, kill me if you think that that's wrong, that I enjoy products. Anyway, I want to plug a product which I really enjoy, which is the Quest brand.
Have you
had a Quest brand product?
Quest.
I know Dana
Quest,
has.
Chips or is
now,
it cars?
Now, Quest makes a bar. I enjoy a Quest bar. Cookies and cream Quest bar. Look at the cookies and cream now. Look at the cookies and cream. No. Show me the bar. Show me one bar. Bring up the bar. There it is. Boom. Put it on the screen. Bigger than that. Too small. Oh my gosh. Cutting it off. Get it big. Closer to in the middle of the screen. Make it in the middle. Move it away so it's in the middle. That's fine. So I enjoy these. I've been enjoying these. I've been trying to go on a diet. And it's hard to get your protein in if you're trying to get a pump, which I've been bad about getting my pumps. This is so fucking stupid and boring.
But these remind you. Remind you of ice cream.
These have 21 grams of protein in them, and they're 190 calories. And let me tell you about a life hack. Eat one of these and drink a Diet Coke, and you are done for 6 hours. You're not hungry. This curbs your appetite so long. I just had one right here before the stream. I'm not going to be hungry for the rest of the whole night.
Jeez.
You're going to be up till 6 a.m. Just kidding.
Wow.
But yeah, no, those are great. So I've been enjoying my Quest bars. And every day I get a Quest bar. And me and Dana go to the store and I get a Quest bar. And let me just say something about Dana, if I can.
Yeah.
Can I say something about the wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful Dana? Dana's mine. So, I don't know. Dana's mine. Does that make sense to you guys? We don't talk about that maybe enough on the show, but Dana's mine.
Well, you're probably preaching to the choir.
I'm not saying I own Dana, but Dana's mine. Does that make sense? Dana's my girl. I don't know if you guys realize this. Dana's my girl. She's
the
my
Peter
queen.
The Peter Realmers are very respectful
Peter
people.
Realmers don't
yeah.
need to be.
Yeah, to
they
the
don't
choir.
Have to
I'm
be told.
I'm just blowing off steam.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
Maybe people didn't even know that.
Dana supports your
Dana's
claim.
Dana's my girl.
So yeah, I think if people want to... If people think they want to comment on their love for me and all, they just shouldn't, and they should go somewhere else.
Well, hey, you're disrespecting the king of the castle. When you come into the Skeleton Realm castle, there's a king. There's multiple kings and multiple queens, let's be honest. But one of the more important distinguished kings in the Skeleton Realm castle is yours truly, and one of the more important queens is Dana. So, you're going to come in and come at the queen when the king's right there, too? You are a freak. So, you better be careful because we will smash the ban hammer on you fast your head will spin.
What are kings known to do to little Peabody aggressors?
Behead them with a large claymore-style sword. Yes. Now, I have Scottish ancestry. None of you seen Braveheart.
Actually, I have something to tell you about.
Actually, he gets tortured in that.
Let me write this.
But I don't know. I have Scottish ancestry. I have English-Scottish ancestry, okay?
Yeah.
And I have some German in there, too. Lots of European swagger. But one thing is certain about me that is a Scottish swagger is that I'm like a Braveheart style.
Mm-hmm.
So I have lots. Actually, this is kind of fun. I did ancestry, and I'm directly related to Robert the Bruce.
Whoa.
This is a fact, okay? My mother is of the Ross family, the Ross clan. And they are directly related. So, If you come at me and you want to go to town, exactly, that's the swagger I rock. I went to a high school in Savannah that was Scottish themed. I was raised on this. And we had a field day with bagpipes. It was crazy.
A literal field day.
We used to bring the pipes out. And so I'm born and bred on a Scottish swagger. And I've got the red Scotch-Irish beard to match. And I've got the fight. So if you want to come at me, you come at me ready to go. Because your neck is a target for my huge, huge Claiborne sword. It's extremely heavy, and I don't even need that much. Claiborne.
Born of the clay.
Claiborne. I thought it was called a Claymore.
Claymore.
No, I don't know if I'm right, though.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
Knows your swords?
Claymore. Excuse me. No, that's a bomb. That's a device.
What?
Claymore.
I don't know. I heard you say one, and then I assumed that was the right one. I don't know anything about swords.
Claymore. The chat now?
Claymore. Everyone knows the sword.
Claymore?
You were right. You said it a moment ago, but you just tricked yourself. But I'll read, in the meantime, I'll read this review of your...
No, Claymore. Claymore. Yeah, you're right.
Your quest bars.
That's right.
Anyway, that's what they called my yearbook at my high school was the Claymore. Which is a sword traditionally used to behead the Braveheart style. In a Braveheart style. But anyway... My point in all that is you got to be careful because I'm a certain type of king and Dana's a certain type of queen, a.k.a. one that is protected by a hardcore king.
Right.
So please come at me respectful and come at Dana's respectful. That's it.
Come correct, they might
say. Come correct. Very well put.
Thank you.
So this review, one-star review of your beloved Quest Bars, Cookies and Cream, says this looks nothing like the photo on the package, and I personally found them to be pretty gross. So they found that this was not an accurate representation of the bar, Doug. What do you have to say about this as a Quest Bar
lover? Say that again. I'm sorry.
The one-star review of your bar says,
yeah,
this looks nothing like the photo on the package, and I found them gross. They were a similar texture to a Tootsie Roll with a slightly familiar taste of a Tootsie Roll, but not quite. And they said that it did not resemble
this
photo.
Okay, so they were expecting to open it up and get a scoop of ice cream
and two Oreos. Yeah.
Okay, first of all, that's like severely like demented or what I would call low mentation. At a low level, like almost a reptilian person would expect to get an Oreo and a
kind of invalid.
That is really bizarre. But I will say about the Tootsie Roll, that's a fair assessment of the texture. But Dana has a trick with those, which is to put them in the microwave for 10, 15 seconds, and they loosen like a cookie.
Oh,
and here we go. I've noticed they're very temperature. They're affected by the temperature. Like I get one at the gas station, and the gas station runs hot. It's hot in there. They keep it hot.
They're loose and squishy.
Yeah. But I got it on my way over to the studio. I bought one and I had it sitting on this table and the studio runs cold. So when I just ate that one, it was like a Tootsie Roll. So I would say to that person, get it hot, get it warm, and you'll have a better texture. And B, you know, you got to stop thinking that the package picture is exactly what you're getting. You're in for a rude awakening on a lot of other products as well.
It feels like I'm eating a giant, thick Laffy Taffy. It doesn't look anything like the picture on the box.
Oh, my God. What is he? Okay. I would say that it's not the greatest bar in terms of the experience of the texture and the food I've ever had. The thing that makes it so great to me is that it curbs appetite for hours. It's like Soylent style. You just eat that and you're good. But I actually do enjoy the flavor. Probably because I eat it when I'm really hungry. I'm on a diet.
What's it made of?
The new ones are mushy and pale.
Like
you don't want to know
protein
about it.
It's like protein powder.
Yeah, it's like whey and
they just take whey protein and they shove it into a gorb like a turd.
I used to eat those things every single day. I was like really thinking about becoming like a Quest ambassador.
Oh, damn. Maybe we could get Quest sponsorship on the show.
Well, it's too late. We busted our nut for free.
Well, this is
we
the Pater's pot. I'm talking about the
him.
Main show.
We got Urea
Fatal.
Says,
Doug, you got to try the Quest peanut butter cups. I haven't even tried anything except the cookies and cream because it's so good. I haven't tried anything else. Bubba D says, Dana protected by Giraffe Kings. So, three kings total, you might say. You might say.
Is this what?
Now, that's what I want to try. I've seen these at Kroger. I'm like, dude. But the problem with this is 18 grams of protein per the same amount of calories, I believe. So, I'm interested in having a little bit more protein. Yeah, I might want to try one with a little bit.
It's got palm oil.
Trash image says never bust for free. It busts for fun, but not for free. That's for sure. What else went down this week? I was thinking how much... It's crazy when I think about how much goes on in a week. I didn't It felt like the last show was months ago because a lot happened. What did we do?
We went to the weekend.
We went to the Inman Park Festival.
Yeah. We went to the weekend.
We saw the weekend perform at the Inman Park Festival. It was fun. We just walked around. We did a tour of homes. They have a tour of homes in the Inman Park, which is like a historic neighborhood in Atlanta. And it was really funny because Atlanta doesn't have much historic stuff because it's been burned so many times or whatever. So the oldest, coolest stuff is like from 1920.
Yeah.
Like, look at this crazy historic home from 1920. And it's like, you tour the home, and it's not a big home. It's not an opulent home. And it's been totally gutted and redone. So you just feel like you're in some random person's house. And you just walk through their house.
And like, look at their family pictures.
Yeah, it was like awkward.
It's really weird.
There was one house that was really cool.
Yeah.
That was like the oldest cinder block house in Atlanta, which was like 1910.
Yeah.
And they built it out of cinder blocks, and they did this crazy modern renovation on the inside. But that wasn't cool because it was historic. That was just cool because it was weird. Anyway, it was awkward. It's like walking, it's like looking at people's stuff.
I felt like I had a historic home when I put those dirty old doors up because I got the glass doors. I put them up, and they're still dirty. We got to paint them. And every now I look over the corner and I feel like I'm in a real house because house has
these totally gutted
fake wood floors, all this stuff. And so I look at those doors and I say, I don't want to paint them. I like them dirty.
I actually was going to say that earlier. I think you should leave them how they are.
I would just leave them.
I like them like that.
Maybe we'll just do a light coat, you know, kind
you know
of
what I would
maybe
do
like
actually,
a stain.
If I was going to go crazy with those, and I'm into this recently because my mom's house. But I would go down to the original wood, like get the paint gorbs and scrape it and then stain the wood.
It's just there's 12 windows,
yeah,
12 windows on each
that.
In
yeah,
the
yeah,
molding
yeah.
trim.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
Dude, my mom's house has like turn-of-the-century stuff that would look so cool if you did that, but they painted over like 5 times. It's like the landlord's
special. Oh, gosh, yeah. And
like
I hate
gorbed.
That, the gorbed. Oh, yeah, yeah, the
but
landlord.
Her house,
I know what you mean. I was about to
and
describe
all
that,
the
yeah.
trim and everything is so cool and beveled originally, but you have to scorb it all off, and
it's covered in latex.
It's lead paint. It's like at the bottom layer.
Yeah,
so you just get lead paint everywhere.
It stinks, I had to saw 2 inches vertically off each door, and I got to see the beautiful wood grain.
Yeah.
That was exposed, and I said, gosh, that's a beautiful wood underneath this hideous old paint and dirt.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. But, Doug, I wanted to tell you how you were talking about how you're 100% Scottish, and I was at an auction. I went to I got a free ticket to fill a seat at a local, very humble fundraiser thing for, you know, just some broke kids, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there was an auction because some AT&T is there. There's some kind of big wigs that are rich. And so they do an auction. And the man who did the auction was a fully Scottish individual.
Oh, wow.
His hair was burning.
You mean the
burning.
Auction reader or the...
Auctioneer.
The auctioneer, yeah.
So he...
the reader.
His hair was burning red and he was wearing a kilt. A full kilt, full
Whoa,
formal
that's
Scottish.
Weird.
And he had a thick Scottish accent. He was a young man with high energy, very charismatic.
Wow.
And he had nothing to do. He was like hired auctioneer. So his shtick... is he where he's fully Scottish and he just has the authority of, you know, how as Americans we're charmed by any accent,
right.
really.
Yeah.
And so he was selling stuff like hotcakes.
I bet it's
and
hard
at one
to understand
point,
him.
He quit. Now he just had the perfect level of accent. Just perfect. Charming. He did a good job.
Well, you might call him a stud.
And
you were getting a little excited.
Absolutely. Turned on. And he quoted Winston Churchill when he was trying to sell one of the last few items to motivate the buyers. And he had a lot of tricks, such as...
What were the items that they were selling?
Well, one was I think one of the more boring ones that he's really dressing up was a trip to... it's a place that we enjoy. You go up to the Blue Ridge Mountains and you hang out. We all like to do that. But it was like probably just selling an Airbnb to that.
Okay.
And... you know, trying to crank it up to thousands of dollars. And you get like a casket of stinky old whiskey made in some shithole local barrel. And he was just hawking that junk. But
really
it's not the point's not the junk. The point is, it was my first time ever being in an auction. It was very exciting. I could see how one could get carried away in a way like a gambling style.
My high school used to have a silent auction every year, and it was a big thing in Savannah.
Take the fun out of the auction.
I know. You would go around and put stuff on a piece of paper or something, I guess, but all the parents, it was open to the whole community. It was like a big thing. and they would rent out the whole the whole thing, but one of the big banquet halls in the big hotel in Savannah across the river, the convention center. And there was no kids allowed. The only kids that would go would be the seniors because they were volunteers. But there's always a lot of goss and drama with that where they would get really wasted. All the parents, as parents in Savannah get wasted and like flip a boat or whatever. But they would go to the silent auction just get hammered.
Oh, geez.
I just find that funny. Oh, look at there's Mr. Len.
So here's some photos that were sent over. Yeah.
Yummy boy.
Isn't that cute?
Chatmon Dana sent these over.
Somebody was, I think Dan Levine was asking about the Skelly bone heart.
Yeah.
Have you seen this, Sam? You don't know either.
Yeah, well, it wasn't originally a bone heart.
I completely internalized it the other day I opened up Discord and I was scrolling and it was just endless bone hearts.
Yeah.
And I immediately, just looking at the bone heart, I said, first, this is special. Second off, this is community-driven, organic grassroots movement. And it was an accident because someone held shift when pressing three.
Who was that person?
Oh!
This was a long time ago.
So Dan, the answer is, I think Trash explained it.
Yeah, Trash explained it. Also, I'll just read what he said.
It's a fun piece of lore. This needs a Skellypedia page. Just somebody wants to make a Skellypedia.
Dana started it accidentally one stream by typing less than hashtag instead of the traditional text-based heart.
Crazy.
And that's what happened. And I'm just glad that everyone adopted it because...
It's incredible.
What better way to get something done?
Well, we've been floating the idea of a Skeleton Realm meetup, flash mob, cloak-oriented reggae convention or something, but tattoos have also been floated.
Ooh.
I will never get a tattoo.
That'd be a
however,
good tattoo.
I'd do it.
Maybe Dana would get the
exactly.
Heart.
That's the tattoo, right?
Yeah.
There. The bones heart.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I will actually.
Oh my god! It became
on my foot, like the bottom of our heel.
Yeah. Or just on my fucking.
I mean, you don't necessarily. It became the bone version, then got created in the Discord. So you could do either version.
I believe Touche created. Touche, prolific emoji creator.
It just looks. It's just,
nice.
It's bone.
It adds exactly.
It feels properly. It's like it was always bones.
Yeah. It's like it was always bones.
We have it. Awesome Discord community.
It's incredible.
And I was actually thinking, I wrote down last week
rockstar community.
That it could be cool to have the bone hashtag heart, the Skelly heart shirt.
Yeah.
Would be cool.
Well, actually, maybe a visor. Talk about.
Oh, show the visor.
Oh my god.
We didn't show this on the show, but show Dana big.
Let me get
the
your close up.
The me visor rocks and like pops, that. And I think Dana, it looks great on Dana.
That looks cool.
That's
layering.
That's embroidered. And that came out so slick. It was one of the products that we made recently where I went, I don't think that's going to come out super slick, but that came out so slick, so you're going to rock a me visor.
When you're done.
I love it. It comes in three colors.
Throw it over here. Let's get it on the close-up cam just to see
the
stitching.
I'll show you guys how cringe it is when I wear a visor because I am a nasty balding man and it looks really nasty. But I'll show you.
You got tons of hair.
How funny it is! I got tons.
You
of hair.
You got so much hair.
Woo!
Look at the facial.
Those little lies.
Can you get it? I'll get it. Do you want to get it?
I can't reach it. You'll have to.
The tracking went to Mama Cow.
Hey, Mama. What you doing, Mama baby? I love you. Mr. Moo Moo is nowhere to be fucking found.
Curse word detected.
He ran. He scared straight. Ah! He had milk shooting out of him. Thank you.
This is a weird version of this song here.
Yeah, that's weird. Is it the national anthem?
One of the artists labeled as Donald J. Trump is one of the artists.
So look at that.
Song.
That actually kind of hides my balding if I go at a certain angle.
That looks nice.
Show that. That rocks.
Let's get
Actually, where's that wig?
Where that wig?
Oh, I put it away.
Your wig flew.
My wig flew.
You got your wig snatched.
Put this wig on.
There's this video I don't remember. Whatever, it's not a big deal.
What?
But they go, my wig,
what?
Somebody says, my wig flew. And I don't know what it is or what it's from. And this was years and years ago, and I don't think it's like some kind of viral. I don't know where I really heard it from, but I always think just the phrase, my wig flew.
Huh.
All the time, and it makes me laugh.
Did you see that wig? We saw an entire wig on the ground the other day. Did you see that? I think I didn't say anything about it. We were just talking.
You should have said something.
I know, I should have. And there was a giant wig. It was an entire wig. So that rocks, guys. That rocks.
This, by the way, is Linman near the garden.
Oh yeah, so we planted a garden.
And he wants to eat the soil, so we had to gate him out of the garden because he climbs into the bed and eats the dirt.
Yeah, people look at that and they would say,
look how cute he is.
They'd say, oh, you're trying to keep squirrels out, trying to keep, no, we're keeping Linman out because he climbs up, puts his paws up, and he just eats the dirt. He just swallows it.
It is interesting. It does sound like
so
something a duke
weird.
Would do. A medieval duke would have to be kept from his own garden.
Well, he has
garden.
To sample his soil to see if it is fertile for the planting season. He is the duke, after all, in charge of the land.
It's so adorable.
I want to just rewind for a moment and display the beautiful stitching on here. There's, speaking of Linman, there's some of his fuzz. Look at this.
It rocks.
Embroidery.
Yeah, there's a great shot of it. It rocks.
It looks really nice.
I would like that on a normal hat instead of
also,
a visor.
Let's appreciate this camera. This is the camera that Dana's so close up for so long. Look at what it does.
It makes you tipped.
I'm so sorry. It's just torture.
We
tortured you. It's like you were being beaten. But
it was my hazing for the.
Yeah, you hazed your warm up.
You know what would be cool is Linman.
Now I'm prepared for anything.
Oh my God.
That would be so cool.
I could try to get a picture. I could get it down to two or three colors so it would be simple like that.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Wait, you didn't limit this. Did you just shove this in?
It auto did it.
Exactly.
For me. The software does a good job on the
site. It does
site.
Do great.
Yeah. So
you think this is a cool swagger moment?
Oh, yeah. You got like an Eminem type swag vibe.
I love the bucket.
I wish I was more lyrics oriented so I could rap.
Yeah.
That's swag. I wanted to wear this bucket.
I know. You actually rock it substantially better than I do.
Whoa.
Oh, and I forgot. I've literally never worn a bucket hat before tonight. And I was an amateur. I'm sorry.
You look great.
I totally fucked up.
I thought it was, fantastic.
I should have curled the brim like you.
Yeah. So you live and learn. This is more of a baby style.
I had one chance. This is a baby style. It fucking is.
Babies love buckets.
He's so cute.
It is. If you were to AI gin, if you're Midjourney a baby, you'd be seeing
baby
a lot
on the
of
beach.
Curled bucket happen. Baby on a beach.
Baby on the beach with white sunscreen smeared on the face.
Yeah.
Not the eyes. We get tearless.
Not the eyes.
Tears.
Trash image is hot over the hood is sick. Action usher's
Paddington swag.
Paddington swag. Yeah, Paddington.
I you know how the epic not the soft contrarian thing is that hey Paddington too. It's actually a fantastic movie. That's what everyone says. You heard about this?
This was a Dan Levine thing, right? Have you seen Dan Levine's video about this?
No, actually.
Or something.
I heard that phrase so many times.
Dan, don't you have a Paddington? Dan is a Paddington lover.
Ooh.
Okay, cool. But I've heard that many times, and I threw it on, and it was too loud, and so I turned it off. But I want to give it a second chance. Anyway, Dan, sorry, I didn't know there's a fan.
Yeah, he says love that Paddington swag.
Yeah, so sorry about that.
Real Kelly hater. Shots fired. Paddington 2 sucks.
Wow.
Okay, yikes. We might want
to. I'd like to see it. I haven't seen Paddington 1, though.
I mean, it only has a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I have no idea about it.
It's a CG bear in a real world. And
he's Paddington.
It's a child's movie,
dude,
so it's
why?
Like...
Why? This is something that I don't understand.
What is it?
Okay.
Why would a big movie studio not give us a bunch of money to do something like that?
Yeah. They gave What's-His-Face
so
to make
cool.
that movie, but the Seth MacFarlane made a bear movie.
Yeah, like, we could make something so cool.
Why can't we make a bear movie?
We have that magic swag, that magic style. Just give us a couple million, and we'll make you something insane that will be, like, so cool.
We need an angel investor.
You fucking idiots!
Curse word detected.
We need angels. No studio's gonna risk a bunch of nobody shit-smelling fuckers like us.
I just want to make our own style.
I have an acquaintance.
A skelly landlord movie.
I was just going to say, I have an acquaintance that looks exactly like Paddington Bear.
Wait, who is that?
I don't even remember his name. He's like a friend of a friend of a friend.
He's a bear.
Yeah, but like I'll see him out and I'll be like, that guy looks just like Paddington.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah. That's,
is he bearded?
I guess a compliment.
He has a bit of a beard, yeah.
Okay.
No, whatever, you know.
Well, send me his address and I'll find him up and pull him up on the screen.
Cool. Okay.
Do him Google Map style. But let's throw up another image of Linman here.
Oh.
Just to cleanse the palate.
He was so squished.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes he gets so squished.
And we love our iPhone 12s and 13s.
Man, that thing is high res. Maybe I'll send you some pictures from the week. We call it Skeleton Realm Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
So we should get an OTS for that.
For the audio listeners, this is Linman squished.
This right here.
And this is you guys' walk. Right?
Duckies, yes. We've noticed some baby ducks in the park that were born, and there's groups of them. There was another mama duck with her little babies sleeping under her right next to this one.
That is incredible.
It's so cute.
2 dozen ducklings.
Yeah, and we saw the other day, we saw them, you know, scampering behind mother across the path into the water.
That's
phenomenal.
And
there's just nothing sweeter.
Beautiful accents on this duck.
What,
like,
know.
Frankly, like no duck I've ever seen that kind of highlight on the red eye situation there. It does remind me of a turkey, but with the beauty of a duck. And that's what I like to see here.
Yeah. And we saw one the other day, and it was big, and it had a beautiful boat shape with a nice behind, and I just wanted to scoop it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm kind of a duck enthusiast,
yeah,
I'm coming
really,
to realize.
Now, Dana is a animal enjoyer to a degree that is absurd. We love that about her. But the thing, so dogs, of course, she loves. And every dog that goes by, she goes, look at the dog. She's an animal lover. But so now we go on a morning walk, and every morning we have to go check on the ducks. So, but I love it. We love the ducks. So I'm not as much as an animal person. When I see a duck, I should be honest, I might be seeing dinner. I might be seeing a way to produce income by producing duck eggs.
I'm a bird enjoyer.
I'm an enjoyer of animals, but I'm
birds.
More of a hunter.
But you like birds.
Slaughtering the animal and eating it, this sort of thing.
Sure.
In a king style, like a big king with a big sword and armor.
I mean, I don't think it's cute while I'm slaughtering the animal. I mean, I do enjoy that.
It's dirty business, but someone has to do it.
So let's take a look at some of these pictures that I enjoyed from this week now.
But I want to share some of mine.
I gave you the fever.
Yeah,
I know.
I gave you the fever. And I've traditionally been a FaceApp master. I don't toot my own horn.
We were on the FaceApp thing, like right the day that app came out. We were obsessed with it.
Dude, we got grandfathered in. We have premium for life.
I have premium for life.
It's so incredible.
I didn't realize that. But I've been seeing
that costs like $20 a month.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, for the past about 6 months or a year, I've noticed everyone's gotten into doing the FaceApp thing.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, it's so 2017.
But that was
bro,
the
what
first.
What are you doing? FaceApp now? What are you doing?
That was the first actual AI imagery.
I
that
did see a lot of like funny
in the palm of your hand.
People doing FaceApp, and anyway.
But let's show some of these off.
Sam is the master of FaceApp, but this is one of mine that I did.
It's a great one.
Now, one thing that they used to have a thing.
You and I exchanged techniques where we're swapping.
Let me
styles.
I want to say something.
Please.
There was a period, there's a very controversial moment in FaceApp history, and you know what I'm going with this.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They had a race filter where you could make your face any race.
Yeah.
And I guess the...
Which is actually, you can now do it on a different app,
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay. But there was a while where you could, like, take anybody and change the race of the face. Well, they took it down, you know? So, whatever.
It's like one day, or
it was up for it was up for like a very short time. Anyway, they took it down because it was controversial, whatever. And I didn't realize, but now there's a tan filter. So you can actually just make your skin like black or like fully dark.
You trick the algorithm and it'll, like you want.
So to me, I just think I want to get like really bizarre, interesting skin tones out of it. So in one of these, I kind of look black, but I'm not
trying to do that. Yeah, it's not the intention. We're not trying to
explain myself.
We're not. Yeah, that's worthy explaining. Let's show some more dogs, and then I'm going to pop the Dana one. Dana one.
Oh,
I
you
really
can see
like.
My hook with Roku sweater in the back.
Oh, my gosh.
Pure Wasser. Look at the most fucking triple play classic ass show, Grace Pod or something.
Yeah, I got to do it. Fuck this. Like my shirt.
Yeah, I don't know what that is at all.
I wasn't binging. Yeah.
Okay, so here's an extremely tan dog, which, it's just. I don't think that there's nothing to worry about with this. However, it's unnerving. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's really
overly smooth.
See, I was gonna put that one up on the. I was gonna put that one on the thumbnail, but I decided
it's just
Look what it did to like my lamp and stuff.
Yeah,
it's jacked up. But it's happy. It's celebratory and it's positive.
Absolutely.
Our community is positive, so this is the kind of picture we want to share.
Because that smile's hand done. You did that with your own fingertips on the screen, right?
No.
What?
My mouth was like this. And I did it. I went through like 60 iterations to get to that.
Oh, you didn't just smear?
It closed the mouth over time until it made this perfect smile.
Oh, you didn't smear it?
No.
I thought you smeared.
My mouth is wide open for the original picture. I could probably show you the original picture.
Yeah, let's compare.
Let's compare.
If I could find my...
Let me see if I have it. Let's see. I have to have it, all right? here it is. Actually, the original is really funny. And then there's, I can show you all the entire progression, actually.
That'd be great. Let actually, because that's the thing. When you use FaceApp, when you're FaceApp master sculptor,
it shows you the,
you have to make, you have to recycle, and you end up with a camera roll just looking really
And I did send
intense.
One to Dana.
So I'm going to pull up.
This is the entire progression.
I think this
leading,
one's
great. I'm going to send you all the ones leading up to that one to show you.
Okay.
So there's your soul.
This will be great.
This is the original.
I think I'll make some.
So for audio only listeners, y'all are screwed, and y'all better just freaking watch it. Y'all are cringe for not listening, for not watching.
There's silly faces. That's all you got to know. So I'm gonna save these real quick, and then we're gonna make our own little slideshow out of it. We're gonna enjoy ourselves on this slideshow, and then I'm gonna show my piece of resistance.
Dan Levine says you look like a problematic Dr. Seuss character.
I thought that was a good observation.
All right, so this
okay,
one.
Okay, so you can see the
progression.
Yeah.
Well, no, because
God.
What you can do is you can use these like soft skin softening things. Cause I don't. Sometimes it's fun to go. You like to go with the gloss. Like you want to make your skin look like super gloss.
These are out of order.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wait, here we go.
Well, there's the original one. So that's the original picture, which is actually a good picture to be.
It's pretty fucked up. Yeah.
It's pretty. Look at my mouth.
Very clammy.
Go right at mouth. Okay. It looks like nasty, dude. Get right into the mouth.
Ew.
Look at that
hole.
Don't.
The problem with OBS is I have to pull these handles.
Go closer. Look at my hole.
I'm trying.
Go closer.
Oh, no.
Look at my hole, dude.
Look at
go
it.
In. Look at my beautiful hole, dude.
All right, let's
look at
zoom
my beautiful
out.
Hairs on my hole. Okay.
You do have beautiful hair.
See how red and blonde.
I like this. Okay. So you did. So this is a brand new feature. The eyebrow removal was incredible.
Eyebrow removal is a new
totally
feature.
Shocked.
They
I was amazed.
And it's funny because they call it thin eyebrow, but it takes it right
it's just
clean
totally
off.
Gone.
I was going to send you this.
This was a good
I like,
one.
Because I thought this was
did good. You add the wrinkles on your forehead, or were those there to begin with? Oh, no. You had those.
What?
I thought you added in the wrinkles.
Ow, that's natural. Ouch, I'm getting old.
I have them too.
You know what I was thinking would be cool, and sometimes it does this when you do the bald thing, is ear removal.
Burn victim swag.
All right, now I'm going to show mine. This is
That's what Trash Image said. It wasn't me, I swear. I'm just reading comments.
So this is the one. I send this to Doug. Doug, you sent... This is what
okay,
started
if you
it all.
Thought these were good. Look at Sam's. Over the years, I wish we had a greatest hits of yours. Because
I could. The thing is that they're all saved in my app, so I couldn't compile these for next week's.
Yeah,
beta
next
spot.
Week. Let's take a look.
I made some really, really terrifying ones.
Yeah, yours are awesome.
And so this one
yours
was.
Are so much better.
I made this as a reaction image to you sharing like a very innocuous link or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's so jacked. So,
obviously I was laying in,
oh my god,
I was
it
laying
like
in bed.
A fake nose.
That's
what
all
I like about yours is that realness. They're wet. Usually you keep them wet.
There's a wet filter now in FaceApp. It's called glowing, and it just makes you sweaty. And so I add that 10 times.
Yeah.
And I just keep getting wetter and wetter and and glowing. But this is me reacting to this cool image that Doug sent, which I can't remember. But obviously I was in bed, and that's where the thumbnail image came from. So
oh my god.
But my favorite one
one of my Dana's?
Yeah, exactly.
Dana.
So I was about to say the Dana's one
a picture
was
of Dana and
cracking me up.
I don't remember. Oh yeah.
There's Dana.
It's really it just
you
looks like a real like Facebook some lady's Facebook.
Yeah. It does. You know how I achieved that actually, which is this is an advanced technique, but I made her into a little boy. Then I changed the gender back. And then I went so far away and came back.
That's good.
So that's fun. That looks. That really
does
go
far away.
It really does.
That is the technique of it.
It looks hot. It's like you're not attractive, but hot.
Yeah.
Like the temperature's really
sweltered.
Hot.
Yeah, it does.
It's a technique unique to this art form. No other art form do you try to get as far away from your final product as possible before venturing back.
Right.
Purely for the wear and tear.
It's the only other way to do it.
Here's a couple good ones that aren't as crazy, but more
I love that one.
Realistic.
You did share these in the VIP section, I believe.
There's the one I did, I think, somewhere.
Yeah, Dana did one, and then I kind of took the rain. No, she did both of these. Dana did both of these.
Oh, you did the 70s Polaroid looking.
Well, there's a man and a woman, and she did both of these. And these are obviously a picture of me. Yeah, because you screenshot it. You like to do a screenshot.
I only remember doing one.
This did give me a sense. I could tell this was from a different author because this gave me a different vibe.
Yeah,
I really like this.
Thank you. I'm glad that you you pinpointed exactly what I was going for.
It's a different creator. Yeah. It's really, it's this dad before, right after his kid was born or something.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, he's just, he's just 70s dad.
And then it looks good. It looks real.
Yeah. You know?
It's very realistic. It's nice and then this one has the Huser interface in it. So this is very realistic. Also, so Dana's more of a realist.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's like these viral TikTok things where they show the couple and it's getting old or whatever. It's so stupid.
Oh yeah,
We could do a Romer one where it just makes you fucked, like yours, you know, in mine, the one where it's like insane.
Oh yeah,
call it insane mode. And we could have a
you should do that on Instagram.
We can do them on Instagram pretty easy.
You could do some more of those, which you know the filters.
Yeah. We need to do more filters
because
I want to make
ball?
A Chrome
oh,
one.
That. No, yeah. I'm talking about there's a trend on TikTok where they show like a young a couple and it screen wipes it.
They use make like CapCut or something.
Yeah, I've seen
but
that.
We could do one of those challenges, you know.
And okay.
But it's like
how
a fucked challenge.
You have to get burnt.
You just have to look as insane as possible.
I see.
It's supposed to be like, we can have like cutesy music that's like celebrating it. Like, I love you too, the cat, come home. You can put that song on it, you know?
Yeah. There's also at the same time that they put that filter out, because this is old news. FaceApp, it's been like 5 years
old
of FaceApp
news.
Now. We're celebrating 5 years
right,
of FaceApp,
yeah.
frankly. But on TikTok, they just figured out how to gender swap on TikTok, and people are saying, you know,
it's
wow,
crazy how
I'm going to lower my standards
for stuff to go into like the cultural zeitgeist or whatever.
It's well, that's just the strength, the very high barrier walls that. TikTok has. It keeps you in there and you don't want to leave. Why would you leave? It's
true.
Nice in there. And they got cool. They do have cool filters. I'll tell you that.
There's something. It's so I noticed the other day. I actually think I stumbled upon why no one can leave TikTok. It's just simply that it's something about TikTok is so addicting.
Yeah.
That you just simply like, I can't even leave it to get off my phone.
That's weird.
Like it just you just it.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I know what you mean. Yeah. It's like this condensed version of the addicting scroll thing.
It's just like dopamine.
Yeah, this is good.
Overload.
This is just a picture I took of Lemon underneath my feet at the kitchen counter.
Is it that different than channel surfing?
You
used to sit in front of the boob tube. You can't do it with your family.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's like saying
that
a really powerful drug different than one that's less powerful.
It's fentanyl
be
heroin.
Yeah, it's just a different. Yeah.
Similar swagger.
What was
like
that?
Huh?
Do you hear something?
No, it's alarming though.
I heard something go like shh.
Really?
It sounded like something was shaking. Maybe it was like upstairs. Never
that's
mind.
Scary.
Don't worry about it.
On the roof.
I'm gonna send you something else. Hold on. So
it's on the roof.
This
the Truist Tower.
So this is a hole in my basement that a rat has gone into.
Oh my
into,
gosh. You...
Oh, I didn't actually
rat,
see this.
There's
we talked
a rat
about...
living in my wall.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's still in there?
I think he's gone now, but I think he was living there through the winter because I would hear like scratching.
Oh.
This is like underneath my
so that's the hole.
Underneath my bathroom in my basement. I have like a stand-up basement, so I had to get up on a chair.
Did you see poopy in there?
It's in the ceiling in the basement. I saw, look at all the poopy. There's poopy in, there's poopy. So the dummies that renovated my house, like they put the kitchen or they put the bathroom vanity there. And then behind it, there's like this entire piece of molding that they just didn't put because you can't see it. But there's a gap. Like you can see behind the drywall. And so the rat has been coming up into that little area and then going under the vanity and just chilling because there's shit, there's rat shit all under
there's
the vanity.
There's some poop right here.
So he's in the damn bathroom.
And he's just sitting under there?
He
didn't ever come out?
He there and poops.
Oh, he comes out.
See, but we never have seen him.
I was like, when I found that, I was like, I probably shouldn't tell Dana. But then I was like, no, she'll love it.
Yeah.
She'll like get under there with him and eat
well,
the poop.
No.
And suck the poop down and eat it. Like, she'll take one as a pill every morning.
I just think it's kind of interesting how he just, like, he wants to just peek out and see what's up.
Yeah.
And then
he just eat his poop pills.
And but he doesn't, like, come throughout the house. He doesn't come throughout the house.
Oh, my God.
Rat cum throughout the house.
I hang out with you all the time.
What's wrong with you? I hang out with Realmers. I hang out with Realmers.
That's that would be a good shirt. What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me? And then on the back, I hang out with Realmers.
Yeah.
And it has all the Pater's names.
That'd be great.
That'd be good. We need a Pater shirt. We need a Pater shirt. Yeah. And we'll do a deadline. We'll be like, the Pater shirt will be printed on this date. So if you want to be on that shirt, you
however,
better fucking pay up.
But you can't just...
You can't
just be a Johnny come lately to
honor
a
system.
Month.
You can't cancel after 1 month.
No, you have to buy a year.
Fuck it.
You got to buy a year.
No,
we'll let them do whatever they want. However, Doug,
you know, actually,
the rat problem.
Realistically,
yes.
Before we leave that idea, we should make a shirt that's just the Maniacs.
Ooh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And it literally is just a white shirt with black font. It just
you know
what
would be cool
Bo
to do?
Vadis, trash image, Bo and G.
We have three Maniacs
gave
right now.
Gave away the secret.
It would be really
I
cool.
Gave away the secret painter.
It'd be cool to go down to southern Italy to a marble quarry, retrieve massive payloads of raw marble, and just chip away their likeness into a massive statue of our three Maniacs.
We can get Lyndon to do it.
That's true. He's got a knack for that.
Mm-hmm.
He's good with his hands.
We kind of have a marble Lyndon in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not marble.
What else do I have to
say? Did you find a second marble Lyndon? Didn't you say you found a second Lyndon?
We have ancient.
We have an
ancient Lyndon. I don't think we've actually talked about the ancient Lyndon on here.
No.
No, we showed.
I'm sure that I do.
Can you send it to Sam?
Yeah.
You can call these Lyndonettes.
My phone's going to die, though, so hopefully I can get to it quick enough.
Oh, gosh. Oops. Oh, jeez.
Crap. Oh, shit.
You were describing
I'll send you just some
how Dana points at wildlife and ducks earlier.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me.
And we did this last week. I was going to have another moment where I go, oh, brother, you got to get her and my wife together, brother, because they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, they just love it.
No, but if you have cats around, probably dog's different because dog is always on ground and maybe jump on bed or chair.
Somebody levitates.
But with cats, especially when you have three cats, my wife's going, look over here, look at this. I guess this is probably a...
I forgot what I was looking for.
Familiar enough human behavior to be a meme and therefore not worth saying. But I'll tell you what. My wife loves telling me to look at the cat.
It's not that
and I gotta
love
and I have to
you.
Do it. I have to do a crunch. I have to sit up out of bed. It's late at night. We're bed. I have to do a crunch.
Yeah.
And get up and look
and
over.
Look. Yeah.
If I get up because I can't
exactly
see
what she does.
We're 3 feet apart. Yeah. I don't have the same vantage point as you.
You know,
I have to like get up and change
it's
and then
pain.
It's over by the time
and
I get
and then it doesn't even matter. And even if you do see it, it's like, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
But okay. So one of the funny things.
Okay. Sitting on us. Sitting on your lovely, beautiful lady.
My wife is not a painter.
What I thought is
my wife is not a painter.
I know. So you're getting. See, I'm more bold. Than you.
That's all right.
So remember how Cole?
I'll remember
saying,
this.
Remember how Cole,
I tell her.
Remember how Cole was saying at work when they email, they send out a work email. They now require everyone at his workplace to respond to the chain email and say acknowledged.
Acknowledged.
Just acknowledged, which is the stupidest idea because it clogs up. That's you're getting 100. So if there's a work email with like 50 people CC'd, you want 50 more emails to just say acknowledged. Anyway, it's similar to that where they're like, the dog, you see the dog, you see the dog, you see the dog, you go acknowledged. Yes,
yeah.
I see it. Like
girls are
like,
so
you see that
silly.
Dog? You see that dog, you see that dog, you see that dog, you see that dog. Acknowledged. Do you see the cat? Do you leave the cat?
What I love about Mr. C's work.
Girls are so silly and crazy.
Hey, this is a guy's podcast. So we get spent, okay?
No, we're actually.
And we love you. We
this
love
is a round
you.
Table. We're hashing it. We're talking
that's
about
true.
Women and femininity.
Yeah, we're
and
actually.
You're so right.
I can't even
to the
say
table
it.
And enjoying that.
However, speaking of overboard masculinity, Mr. C's job that requires him to reply to every email with the word acknowledged also requires everyone at the workplace to park in reverse, and they lovingly call it
combat parking.
Oh, my God. It's,
which is referenced
parking.
In the Minions Gorgon, whatever it's called.
But it,
Gorgon's Minion.
The Minions of Gorgon.
Fun pictures I've seen recently I thought we could
but,
cover.
But that work, his workplace is insane. But I'm glad he's happy. Let's
we've got
look
a lot of acknowledged in the chat.
Thank you.
Acknowledged.
Ignored.
Thank you.
Skelly
hater.
Skelly
hater. Very, very good. Very good. There's an ancient Lyndon here. This is a beautiful piece.
Yeah, that's
but that is the one he was barking at,
look
right?
Look at what's next to it, too.
He
exactly.
Yeah.
So then you have
this
a,
is the original.
That's the original ancient Lyndon.
That's so old.
Can you believe it?
Look at that. It's such a cool piece.
I love that. That
and
is beautiful.
It, you, when you pick it up,
I don't know if I saw that.
It's a cavity. So you can keep stuff in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a hidden.
You pick it up. Yeah.
When I got it, I didn't even realize what I was purchasing. I found it and I said, this is, I like this.
You
and
like kind of purchased it like some inner force. Like,
yeah. And then I got home with it and we were looking at it. And we realized like, this is Lin-Man.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Got him.
And then, yeah, of course you found the next one.
Yeah, then so I found
they're just popping up,
and I got the,
appearing
I got
to us.
And so yeah, then this one was discovered.
And I gave, yeah, then I discovered that one.
Yeah.
That's incredible, incredible pieces Lin-Man here.
Yeah, the Klein bottle. I was looking for someone to recognize that, too. I have a Klein bottle.
The ancient.
There's a frog that we found.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's textured. I took a photo of a lizard the other day.
He went in the house.
There's a frog we found. It's like
it's just.
I found it. I found the thing.
That's cool.
Did you see the one? Did you see the picture I sent? I wanted to show you guys something that I thought was cool. This is in Decatur. Well, first I sent you a picture of
Lin-Man. Good close up.
Okay, I'm catching up here.
I already showed that one real quickly.
It's a great.
Okay, let me catch up here. Okay. Showing this is like show and tell, ain't it?
So there's first of all just a picture of Lin-Man.
Okay, let me grab it.
So I just like this picture. I wanted to share that with some of the realmers.
Let me do my
show them my boy.
My 9 keystrokes required to show one photo.
Oh my god, that sucks.
So there's one of Lin-Man
I just enjoyed. I wanted to share that with you as we were enjoying the couch. Okay, now next, I want to show you something very interesting. That's just a nice picture of Lin-Man. Kongu says, "Oh, Doug, I love the literary educated steez you have occasionally." Cyclops were in the Odyssey and not the Iliad, though. Yes, I know. That was the gag. That's all planned, and that was part of the joke, Kongu.
Thanks, Kongu.
But thank you for your correction. So these are cool. Actually, Sam, you were with me when we saw these.
I didn't see you sneak this peek.
Yeah.
Peek.
I just like the idea of this product, a corn protector.
Walmart. Were we in Walmart?
Target. No, Target.
Oh, when were you guys,
look at that.
When were you guys together?
Our friend from New York.
Yeah, we were with a famous online
famous online Twitter influencer who wanted to hang out with us. It was fun.
And
we will not name that individual. Sorry. This is good.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I get us into trouble.
Yeah, you sent me that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did. Who sent me that?
Not me.
Okay, now this is cool. Top style.
Interesting.
Top style.
Yeah. It's a little sexual in terms of
I like the, top style. Yeah. It top and bottom, we talk about that in a sexual style sometimes, but I just like top style.
Is it exclusively...
It's like the number one highest style.
Is top and bottom... Can it refer to heterosexual or otherwise?
I think dom and
or is it
sub
exclusively
is
the homosexual pairing?
I'm not sure. I think dom and sub is like the... It's like Domino's or Subway.
I think dom and sub is universal, but top and bottom is like, that's for the homo same pieces.
I feel like I've heard people in more recent times using that for heterosexual.
Top and bottom?
It's broken. I don't know.
I'm not in those, like, I don't, you know.
Well, now it's broached the full public, so now we can all be bottoms. We can all be tops. And we
power
can
bottom is
we
like
can
the,
we can be
it's like a big
we can be in the middle if we want.
Yeah,
I would, well, I like Domino's big. And Subway. Okay, so what was the next one I sent? Send another one.
One more here, and this say best for last. Absolutely stunning.
Oh yeah, Dan Levine
stunning.
Says there's also getting top.
Getting
that,
top
I like top style referring to that.
Getting top is means you're
top
being bottom. You're being a bottom.
Getting top.
No,
is
it's getting
head, bro.
Yeah.
Dome. Are
dome.
You crazy?
Getting top?
Yeah,
he's
that's
such
it's
a
like getting brain.
You're such a boomer.
Yeah, I hate
brain.
That.
You're such a boomer.
This piece here has a really
now,
interesting story.
Cool. So Dana got me this.
But guess what?
No.
I tried to get it for you and I failed.
Yeah, that's right.
The
yeah.
first time.
So what was the story about that?
I think
so,
it was
for audio listeners. It's a pointy,
it's hard to
describe. Ceramic boot that is got a hole in the top, and it's wonderfully gorbed.
It's like a candle
on the front. It has a nice tip.
That's ceramic.
No,
what is it?
It's like
it's plastic.
I don't know. It's like wood.
It's a hard.
No, I think it's like
a
wood.
Style.
It's
yeah,
like
it's
wood.
It's hard stock. Okay, sorry, not ceramic.
Oh well, you know, it's all right.
It's an incredible. Incredible thing.
So I think it was maybe for your birthday. Yeah. For your birthday, I was collecting you some items. And I noticed this one, and I was in a place that I was a store trying to purchase them. Yeah. Anyway, and I was looking around.
Paint the picture. We're following them.
I was looking around, and I had a lot of stuff in my hands. So anyways, the woman at the front counter came up to me and was like, "Do you want me to hold all this for you?" And I was like, "Sure," while I kept looking. So I come back and I say, "Okay, I'm ready to check out now." When I had found this, it didn't have a price tag on it. So anyways, I go back to pay for everything. They put everything in the bag. I go home. It's all Doug's gifts, so I don't even open it until the day of Doug's birthday.
And it's gone?
And it wasn't in there. And it was like an integral part, because the gift was a theme, like a jester theme.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you got jester.
Yeah. And so this was an integral part of that. And it wasn't in there. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know? And I just didn't know what to do. And then weeks and weeks and weeks went by. And then finally, we happened to go back to the store. And you...
Doug is texting right now.
No, I'm listening.
It's okay. He can listen and whatever.
I'm listening.
Yeah,
he
no, it's fine.
He knows.
He already knows the whole story.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bad at telling stories. Anyway.
Well, the laughing in the middle of it is a big hurdle to the completion of the story, for sure.
You can see when you get
otherwise,
her,
you're fine. I think it's fine.
When you get her starting laughing, she will not stop.
She's a giggle. I never noticed that.
Wasn't I like trying to show her you something the other night, and it was like, I'll just wait.
Uh-huh.
I had to wait like half an hour.
So anyway.
Sorry, go on.
No.
We love that about you.
Let it out. It's not really a let it out thing, though, huh?
We were there.
It feeds on it.
Yeah.
And I guess I was like, I don't know, I want.
Oh my god.
Dan Levine is asking if this is the correct aspect ratio of this shoe? Yes,
it is. No, it's not. It is. Sucker's not stretched.
This is au naturel. This
is
stretched.
It's hard to believe, but that is.
Anyway, you go, oh my gosh, or you don't say that.
What? I've lost my place.
I know, it's typical.
You're like, this looks like a boot.
Yeah. Are you still in the antique store? Are you back home now?
I'm trying to find
where's the payload of gifts?
Find good pictures.
We found it. Doug found it without even knowing it was what it was.
Oh.
And I said, that's it. And we were able to take it off.
Well, that is magical. I kind of understand through all the laughs, serendipitous nature.
Sorry about
of that. Fun.
So sorry thing. About that.
That
should
okay.
be.
Anyway, that's it.
Very good. We got some more images here to look at, and one of which appears to be a community library? Nope, it's just a sign that Circle has a micro dog.
Yeah, I was in traffic, and I looked over at this sign here. I think it's like one of those signs where they're about to do construction or something, but somebody just wrote on it with a Sharpie. Perkle, which is a great name, Perkle, P-E-R-K-E-L. Perkle has a micro dong. And I just looked over and had that pleasantly shown into my view
on the approved save the tree. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I have a this, you know, this still, when I was looking at a thumbnail of this image, Doug, it reminded me of there's a community mailbox. Have you seen these devices they're putting up all around, erecting around residential neighborhoods? They're putting up these boxes that look not like unlike that sign, but except it's a box and it's full of books no one wants.
Yeah,
and they think that traveling children or vagrant children will like raid
and literacy will go up because of a fucking box.
However, the one by me is Harry Potter themed. So, the local neighborhood lady who
the pothead
tries to get.
The local pothead.
Oh, no, she's a community
leader. She's a community leader.
And she gets people to pay dues and things like that. Well, she erected one of these, and it's Harry Potter themed. And it's a blight on my street.
It's a blight. I was waiting to hear your opinion on it.
I was going to put...
I think it could have gone either way.
Absolutely not. I'm going to put a pipe bomb inside of it soon and blow it to smithereens.
They're
going to
be on the hunt for you next.
But the cool thing is that there's my local firehouse also has one, and it's fire truck themed, and it's in the shape of a fire truck, and it said, I'll give you a pass on that one. I like that one. But otherwise, I run these over with my car because Ray has a big dent in the back. So I start mowing these down whenever I see them.
It seems like the kind of neighborhood that would have a ton of those.
You think?
My neighbor's not cool enough.
Yeah, yours is a little below.
It's too suburban, too. It's like too spread out. It's for like walking neighborhoods, like in town.
So you sent me a photo of a shopping cart.
Yeah, I just thought this was cool. I thought this was so crazy. Like, just this as an object. I think roamers appreciate, like, the world around us, like, objects in the world around us. And to me, this is just such a unique object. I don't know what else to really say about it. It's just impressive in the sense that it impressed upon me. Like, well, what this is and the flame graphing on it.
It's a rocket ship. First off, you can see the boosters in the back.
Yeah, it's just not so disturbing and weird.
I like that when they put double steering wheels on these for a pair of twin babies, yeah. Both mm-hmm. steering.
I used to enjoy riding in those. They used to have the ones where you're down on the bottom, though, when I was a kid. They probably still do.
On the bottom?
They'd have your legs dangling right on the ground.
Yeah, it's like connected to the back of the cart, I guess.
I think it was on the front. But that's a public
swagger. I
say
more as well. As well!
Both of these.
Up!
Go ahead.
You go.
I grew up in one of these bad boys.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Trash Image says, yes, I love observing the things around me.
As do I.
That's a description of this episode, I think.
Yeah. So this is another face app I did. And what I like about the face app in the glasses section is they have the, like, serial killer glasses, you know?
Serial killer, mass shooter, all of the above.
It's just like a guy that is not tied into anything aesthetic. Sorry if you wear these glasses.
It's coincidence. We are generalizing.
Wear these. Yeah. I just think they're not cool. Actually, they're so uncool that they're really cool, actually. Those are probably the coolest glasses out right now because no one who's cool wears them. So you're actually way ahead of the curve if you wear these. That's like a fashion statement. But.
I've just been doxxed. However, that's fine. We have another... Ooh. Is that the wind?
Okay, then I did one more face. Yeah.
I like you put this through like a super cool like Thrasher magazine 2005 style here.
I believe on this one I was going 80 miles an hour.
That's a good stretch, right?
That's good.
I have a stretch button, by the way, and I wish I had other buttons in OBS that were more practical.
Sometimes when I'm like on a road trip, it's late at night and I'm bored, I start taking flash photos of myself at like 80, 90 miles an hour. And then when I go to the gas station to take a break and like get a soda, I do a face app. It's actually a good way to like motivate yourself. You're like, all right, if I just make 20 more miles, I get to do a face app. Oh. So you just start going like
really fast.
Maybe I'll do one.
Flashing your right blinding now. Lights in your eyes.
I started one earlier.
That's true.
Yeah, we could have done one live on stream.
Yeah, and so what Doug is doing here, he's exhibiting the classic start with an open mouth, end with a closed mouth.
That's what they call him, a soy face.
Yeah, the classic. And so you start with an open mouth, and you want to end with a closed mouth, and that's where the magic happens.
Uh-huh.
All right, so maybe close your eyes. Unfortunately, though, it's going to have a difficulty reading
your face. Maybe I'll make
one of these,
and then we'll just call it a night.
Yeah, we're at about 62 minutes.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I wish I could show my phone. Like on the screen. Oh my god.
Yeah,
I guess I can't. Oh, okay, that's enough. I'm just gonna send you this.
Oh, brother, I bought some really cool bendy tripods.
Yeah. Those like little tripods. So we're gonna put. You know what I want for the show? It's like 50 cameras.
Yeah.
I want so many cameras because we have the capability to do.
Well, we're gonna
now.
Check back up on the old it's iPhone kind of OBS thing and see how. Because Doug and I save all our iPhones. Dana, do you save your iPhones?
Mm-hmm.
I have a number of iPhones at my house.
Exactly. So we're gonna check back in. It was not satisfactory 1 year ago. Oh god.
That was one filter.
One filter. This is one pass.
This is a one filter.
This is
challenge.
A master stroke.
One pass, one filter challenge. Easy. This is why you start with an open mouth because it has a lot of
fun.
Oh
my gosh.
So that is me enjoying the show. That is me enjoying the Vader's podcast and enjoying the show.
And so I suppose we'll end on this note and we'll end. Thank everyone.
I suppose we'll finish. So thank you for joining us for the Pater's Pod 33. We'll be at you next week. Enjoy the week. I'll be in the Discord. What do we got coming up?
Episode 55 is next week.
No, 50. Oh, yeah, you're right. 55. Oh, my God. We're halfway to 60. So we do have a special plan for 60. Obviously.
Yeah, we got a very graceful theme that we're excited. Actually, but you posited a juncture on this.
There's a fork in the road where we could go one or the other way.
It's hard to choose.
Well, we'll see. But we're going to be talking about that. And, of course, we've got the album coming out then. And
love that
in the meantime,
middle tooth. Look at that middle tooth.
You know what I want to do? Can we make a promise?
Yeah.
Can we try to make another non-live video or two between now and 60? That's not much to ask. It's 5 weeks.
Yeah, we have
find a weekend or two to get together and do a couple more non-live.
And the
bands love non-live.
The Zoom meeting community, they call that low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is try to pluck some of that. And we have a number of ideas. We have some big, high-hanging, unripe fruit that will be a challenge to get. But we're going to look for that low-hanging,
sagging,
the ripe, overripe.
We'll pick a weekend and just bust.
It doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yes.
And so, goodbye.